Louisiana. Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Okay. Don't think we've been there.
And, oh, the big city that I mentioned is...
Detroit?
No, the one in Louisiana that's where the jazz is and Mardi Gras.
Oh,
and
New Orleans.
Okay.
New Orleans.
What's the big city in Chicago? Whoops. What's the big city in Illinois?
Chicago. We've been there.
What about the big one in Ohio? There's a couple of them, but I'm looking for the southern one. It's home of the Reds and the Bengals.
Dayton.
Okay.
There's Dayton, Ohio.
Okay.
And there's some other Ohio. Just one, two of them. Dayton. Where's Edith from, Dayton? She's from, can't think of it.
What, you know what the name of the very southern city is that's right across the border from Kentucky? By any chance.
Southern city from Kentucky?
Yeah, it's southern and Kentucky's right across. It's still in Ohio, but it's right across the border from Kentucky.
Mm.
I know it better because I've driven through it so many times. It's home of the Reds baseball team and the Bengals football team. Okay. You get up in the, what time of day do you get up in?
Dawn.
Sunrise, usually.
Okay, what are the, you have the afternoon, the evening, and what else? What's in the early day?
Morning?
Yeah. What is considered a short distance here as far as driving? What would you consider a short distance? You were telling your friends, oh, we just have a little ways to go.
Like a mile or two.
Okay. What about a long distance?
Long distance is...
Let me ask you something else. If you were going to say... Is there another way of saying a long distance for you? If you were on the phone and you were saying to somebody, we got a long distance to go, is there another way you would have of saying that, you think? Sort of more colloquial, more sort of conversational.
Well, it would have to be miles. We have miles to cover.
Okay.
Miles to cover.
When something is not very common, it could be said to be what? It's
ordinary.
If something's not easy to find, it could be called what? Sort of the opposite of common or easy to find. Plentiful.
Something.
I was looking for scarce.
Scarce, yeah.
Here's a something that I want to see if you if I'm on one corner and there's something else over here, what would I say that thing is to me?
He's over on catty corner.
Catty corner.
Do you have any other things for that? Okay. Catty corner.
Cross the street. Cross.
Okay. Cross. Would you ever use anti-goblin? Is that something you're familiar with?
Yeah, that would work.
That?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
to mind.
What would you call an angling motion? You know, where you go back and forth like this. Is there another word for that that you can think of?
There is, but it's not coming out of my mind.
Okay.
Ever
use the word or term zigzag?
Zigzag.
Would that work for that?
Yeah.
Zigzag. Okay. Yeah.
And what are words you say when you're parting, when people are leaving?
Adios, or goodbye.
Good evening.
Okay.
See you later. See you later, alligator.
Okay.
See you later, alligator.
Okay. That's the end.
That's the end.
After a while, crocodile.
I think we failed. I think we failed.
No, you didn't
those
fail.
Simple, easy ones are kind of...
The hardest.
Oh, uh-huh.